Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning. Dr. Jocelyn, are you there? Good morning. Dr. Jocelyn, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Do you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear
you. Did you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Are we doing this through the phone or through the computer?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm very confused. I'm hearing this thing loop on something, on my computer or my phone. I can't tell which. So are we using the computer or are we using the phone or what?
We're using the computer to see the dashboard to see who's called in, but we don't have a premium account yet, which is what I was trying. I was seeing if you could do the trial without actually signing up and committing to a year, and you can't. I mean, you can put in your credit card and do the trial, but you have to be mindful to cancel it. Otherwise, you're locked in for a year. So I wasn't willing to do that. So that's why we're doing it through the phone. That's what I was trying.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Wait a minute. Wait. So I'm getting a whole... Okay, so...
Are you playing something else?
I clicked on the thing on the dashboard, and it started playing whatever that was, and that was looping. So I don't know what to do at this point.
All right, so you want to just have one screen open, and your screen should be basically dark gray. It should be grayish with like a black square kind of in the middle. And on one side, it'll say upload audio for your episode. On the other side, it will have your number as host and my number. You see that?
Well, I'm not at that screen. I am not at that screen. I don't know where that is.
Okay. It doesn't
okay.
matter. All right. So let's just continue with the show because we only have 21
Good
minutes.
Good afternoon. You are sitting here with my
Oh, no, that
husband.
Off. That, yeah, close that out. That's from the other day.
Okay, so this is saying...
Okay, it doesn't okay. matter. All right, so let's just continue with the show because we only have 21 minutes.
Good afternoon. You're
sitting here. That's a doctor.
That
off. Just close that out. That's from the other day.
I thought
close
I closed
out
it out, but like I said...
Okay.
It's just like everything is
okay.
looping. So this is saying...
Okay, it doesn't
okay.
matter. All right.
Are you there?
Yes. Are you on your phone right now?
Yes. So I just shut my
okay.
computer off.
Close all the windows. Yes.
Whew.
And
I'm
that's how we're
sure.
doing the test
I'm
run.
Ready.
Well, that's how we're doing the test run. Okay. So
oh,
are you ready
my
to
goodness.
Start now?
Well, I guess so. How are you today,
oh.
Ms. Myla?
I'm good, Dr. Jocelyn. I'm just wonderful. We are doing part two of venturing into new territory. It's a test run for an upcoming podcast that is born out of the idea that women need a safe, non-judgmental venue to address issues that we believe can be worked through with practical application of biblical principles. So do you want to add to that, Dr. Jocelyn?
I think that about that covers it, Myla. I think it sums it up beautifully.
All right, excellent. Why, thank you. So we just need to let, you know, our listeners know that neither you nor I are psychologists, and neither you nor I are ministers in terms of having some kind of license, although as Christian
oh, yes,
women,
we are.
You know, we're all ministers.
Ms. Myla.
Oh, we do have licenses. We do have licenses.
Oh, yes,
okay.
We do.
I digress. Okay, go ahead. This, go ahead.
This is a conversation that we probably should have had, but didn't have at the very beginning. I am licensed and ordained.
Now, how is it that I'm just now learning that about you?
Oh, Ms. Myla, we have not explored all of the intricacies of who I am. And I don't know how we missed that conversation, but I am, and I have been licensed and ordained since 1997, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All this time, I have been speaking with a licensed and ordained minister, and you just don't know how many times that you could have been laying hands on me and praying over me. And, I mean, I just said no. So now that I know, ooh, honey, I'm going to put you to work. Okay, so that was a big faux pas on my part. So, yes, so excellent. That's excellent. So I will then just speak for myself when I say that I am not a licensed or ordained, nor ordained as a minister. However, I believe as a Christian that one of the things we do, especially as women, is that we're always ministering to our families and to our friends. So I just want to throw that out there. So,
and
yeah.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly, Myla, because we are what I love to say, we are all re-preachers. There was only one preacher. His name was Jesus, is Jesus.
Amen.
And
okay.
everybody who does the spoken word now is a re-preacher.
Okay, all right. New terminology
if that
to
makes
me.
Sense.
But
if
it
that
does,
makes sense
it does.
To you.
It does.
Because
if it makes sense to me, it should make sense to the listeners. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I can be, you know, like trying to analyze and overanalyze and, you know, like turn things over and over. So, yes, I appreciate that. We're re-preachers.
Okay,
good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. All right.
And I apologize that we didn't have that conversation. I apologize that we did not have that conversation about licensure and ordination prior to being on the air. But I do, and I am.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. That just gives us some more credibility. I love it. I love it. And it also means that you are going to be, like I said before, I'll be putting you to work, ma'am.
Thank you, Miss Myla. And listening,
get ready, get ready, get ready.
And listening audience, you heard it from Myla. Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So, how are we this morning?
We're doing well. I've been thinking about this venture of ours quite frequently. It really never leaves my mind because I believe that whenever you are speaking to, when you're given a public venue, your sphere of influence grows, and especially when you're talking about using God's word, I take that very, very seriously. So, you know, whether we have one listener or whether we have 1 million listeners, I take it extremely, it's a weighty and serious matter. So it's been on my mind a lot because I want to make sure that we, anything that we say, first of all, God will be glorified, and secondly, that our listeners will be blessed, and it will help them move forward in any area of their life in which they are seeking to work through and to move forward through issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how about yourself? How are you feeling about this new venture?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better about it today. I think the shock of the first test run kind of caught me off guard. I was not mentally prepared for us actually to do a test run, and I think that kind of, you know, caught me by surprise. But I have been anticipating today, and except for the technical challenges, I think I have kind of roped my nerves in just a bit. So,
right. Well, you did very well.
So here we go.
Test run. You did extremely well. You know, I know you may not feel that you did, but you did. So really, it's about, I mean, my radio experience is not that lengthy. Even though, as you know, it's because of you, actually, that I've been on the radio at this time, you know, in another area, you know, which we'll leave that alone. But I have been on the radio before as a guest of other people, and it is something that can be a little intimidating at first because you don't get any oopsies as a guest. Now, the host knows that he or she can always go back and edit, so when you make a mistake, you know what I mean, it's not a terrible thing. But you, of course, didn't know that at first. So I say that to say, give yourself some slack and some credit, because I believe you did an excellent job, and I wouldn't say it on air like this if I didn't believe it. Yeah. So let's get into a topic. Women need a safe, non-judgmental venue to address issues that can be worked through. So, you know what has been on my heart and on my mind that I think people don't really talk about too much, and that is women's, African-American women and their relationship with their mothers. You know, I think it's a touchy subject because typically we are the group who does not badmouth, you know, our mothers, especially publicly. You know, we might have a conversation or two with, you know, girlfriends, close girlfriends, but we don't do it in a public way. Part of it is because of what the Bible says, to honor thy mother and the father so that thy days may be long. You know, I'm not saying that verbatim. It depends on which version you use, King James or Amplified. But honor thy mother and thy father, no matter which version of the Bible, that's how it starts. Honor thy mother and thy father. So that's part of it. And another part is just that culturally, you know, we just think that we shouldn't do that, you know, and we know that parents aren't perfect. I'm a mom, you're a mom. We've done things that we wish we could take back. But a lot of the issues that African American women have in the community, we like to say it's because of, you know, daddy issues. But a lot of it also has to do with mommy issues too. So do you want to speak on that a minute?
Well, first of all, I think it's not so much, you know, putting our mothers on blast or talking down. I think I think what the major concern is the underlying premise, my mother, myself. And when we see the shortcomings of our mothers, we wonder, are those transmitted to us in some way? And so the conversation is never clear, but what we are actually doing is carrying on a continual critique to analyze whether we are our mothers or not, and how can we change those things that we see in our mother in ourselves so that we don't end up at that final count with regrets. And so and because of that internal struggle, we don't necessarily feel safe to talk about it. The overarching, as you referenced, was honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the earth, is the scriptural base. But in reality, we have had to live through a lot with our mothers, and we know that it has impacted us in some way. And so, but we need to have a platform by which we can be honest. We're not saying that what our mother's overall impartation to us was flawed, but we do know that in each personality there are things that give us some concern. And I think in further investigation, we have to have a clear understanding of what those things were, what the impact was on ourselves. And now that we know and we acknowledge that that exists, how do we deal with it day to day? And so this is where we are. So speaking of mothers, my mother and I, are vastly different. People tend to see me and imagine that my mother is very gregarious and outgoing, an extrovert in matter of terms. But my mother is like polar opposite from who I was. And so for years, I often wondered why there was such a difference in how I view life and how she views life. And then it was like an aha moment. I had the privilege of having had one of my mother's sister-in-laws as my caregiver from 6 weeks old to 6 years old when I started school. And my Aunt Martha was this, I mean, this ball of just happiness. She had six kids, and she was always singing. That was back in the time when you had washboards and, you know, the big cast iron pot where you boiled the white clothes and all of that. And yeah, this is before your time. But I remember her being very optimistic, very positive, she laughed a lot. And when I started realizing the differences in who I was in comparison to my mom, I think my Aunt Martha's imprint was more impactful to me than my mother's imprint. Okay?
Okay.
And so that helped me to understand the basic answer as to why we approach life differently.
Right.
And so
when did you start to begin to explore that? Like about what age or what, you know, period, what phase, what was going on in your life that made you even want to explore that question in terms of, you know, why are my mother and I such polar opposites?
I kind of thought about it not seriously from my teen years. It never became something that I had to resolve then. But I think about 30 years ago, I seriously started looking at that. So, you know, my mom and I are really, really different. Okay?
Right.
And the question was, why is that? And once I kind of worked backwards and reflected upon where I was, what happened to me, who influenced me, it became clear. I always gravitated towards singing. I tend to be a bit overly optimistic. And those characteristics definitely came from Aunt Martha. Definitely.
Okay.
All right. I sang with her. I learned to sing with her as she stood at this washboard and washed clothes. I sang what I, you know, she taught me songs. I don't think necessarily intentionally, but it was just me and her doing the day. And so, and I was her mini me, I guess.
Right. As you're
so
talking,
that's how that came about.
And I'm envisioning, and I'm getting a wonderful picture, which is what the giggle was about. This little Anna DuVernay image of you and your pigtails and ribbon singing while your Aunt Martha's coming at the washboard.
right. And being amazed at how she went about her day doing all the little things that we did, you know?
Right.
And so,
you're being very young. She, what place did you have amongst her six children? Were you the baby, or were you in the middle, or how did that work?
I was actually the baby.
Okay.
Because her baby was actually 2 years older than I was.
Okay.
So her baby and myself, we grew up playing together, okay?
Right.
And toting water for the wash and getting into devil mint. So yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's significant that you were the baby, because I would imagine, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong or if you disagree, that if you were, say, in the middle of that mix, you know, that you might not have gotten all
the
that
dynamics.
Attention.
Yeah,
right,
the dynamics would have been completely
different. Yeah.
But now, with that being the backdrop, my mother was the baby and is the baby of her tribe. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right? And so as I got older, I saw that play out in her more than myself.
Gotcha.
Okay? That was a position that she never gave up. And my mother still is the baby. And she has some of those tendencies. But maybe that's a story for another time.
Okay. Well, yeah. And I think all of it is important because as you're talking, I'm definitely seeing some correlations in, you know, my own family dynamics, you know, with my mother. And I'm sure that there are listeners right now who are going to want to, you know, if they don't want to talk about it publicly, at least think about the whole idea, why,
yeah.
you know,
who
some of the issues
actually,
that they
who
consider.
Yeah, and you have to ask that question. Who has impacted or who impacted my early years? Because that tends to govern who we actually evolve into. This is a topic, mm-hmm. Myla, that I really want us to start and work through in a series, okay? Because it's not a one-show kind of thing.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely. Okay, great, great, great. So for those of you who are just joining in, Dr. Jocelyn and I are talking about mommy, mommy issues and how our relationships with our mothers can impact us. We are going to continue on part two, which is another test run of venturing into new territory. And, you know, we'll get the kinks out. You know, hopefully you'll bear with us and you'll continue with us and tell your friends so that we will, when we begin our actual podcast, that is going to be what we hope will be, you know, on and on and indefinitely. That will take place in August, that you will be able to contribute to that conversation and, you know, help us as we help you. So, Dr. Jocelyn, would you like to close us out? We have about 11 seconds left. Anything you want to share with our listeners?
I didn't catch all of that, Myla.
Okay.
And I know we're down to seconds. But, audience, it has been our pleasure, and we will be back soon. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.